Hello everyone, welcome to our Shir and Mishnayos. We are starting a new Masechta today, Maseches Edios. So we're going to start right away with Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Just give a little hakdama that Edios doesn't have much of a flow. The reason being that literally Edios means things that were testified to. And the whole Masechta it doesn't run through one particular theme. Edios basically is that there were things that that were testified about when the Chachamim moved to Karen B'Yavna, when the Sanhedrin moved, there were things that were testified about. The Masorah was as follows. You know, I saw this person do like this, whatever it would be. When they came to Karen B'Yavna, they said that one day is going to come when a person is going to look for Divrei Torah and he won't find it. A person is going to want certain information about Halachas and won't find it. And people should come forward and testify about what they know. That's what Edios is. It's a very chaviv, it's a very cherished Masechta, and the Gemara refers to it as Bechirta, the choice Masechta. The reason it's called that, the Gemara says over there in Brachos, is because the Halacha is like everything that's taught in Edios. Obviously there's some Achlogis in within Edios itself, but the aside from that, Edios always brings down the Halacha. And all this being the case, it may take us some time, each Mishnah may take us longer than we've had in previous Masechtas because of the need to give some background about new information almost every Mishnah. So let's start out and let's see how we do. Says Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Shammai Omer. Shammai himself, not Beis Shammai, but Shammai says, Kol Anashim Dayan Shaitan. All women is enough their hour. We'll see what that means. V'Hillel Omer. Hill says, Mipikida Lipikida, from one checking to another. Afilu Yomim Harbe, even for many days. V'Chachamim Omer, Chachamim said, Lo Kedivre Zeh, Lo Kedivre Zeh. Not like the words of this one or the words of this one. Alem Me'es L'Es Mimba'etis Ayideh Mipikida Lipikida. Rather, me'es le'es means a 24-hour period. Again, we're going to explain all this in the Rav, but I want to read it through with the words, and then we'll get it all clear. Me'es le'es, the 24-hour period, is minimized through the time from a checking to a checking. And the time from a checking to a checking is minimized through a 24-hour period. Kol ish she'esh le'vesis, any woman that has a set time, daya shaita, her hour is enough. Hamashameshes be'edim, one who uses cloth, that is like a checking. It can be minimized through a 24-hour period, and through the time in between two checkings. I know that sounded like a bunch of gibberish. I wanted to read it through to understand the words. And now we'll describe it more thoroughly. So what's going on in our Mishnah, that's going to be the case in the first three Mishnayos, is going to be Machlokes min Shammai and Hillel. In particular, this one is about a woman who saw Dam Nida, saw blood. And we're talking about over here when it's considered Tameah. Tameah to the extent that she would make other Tohor items Tameah. Remember in the times of the Sanhedrin, the Beis Hamikdash, there were certain types of Tumah, Nida being one of them, that she would cause Tumah to things she would touch. Another idea we have to know for this Mishnah is that Dam Nida is only Tameah if it comes from the Makor, meaning the womb. It has to leave the womb. Once it does, if it causes tumah, even if it has not exited the body yet. Okay, so that's the background. Now maybe we'll read through the Mishnah and we'll understand. So the Rav says, Shammai Omer, Kol Anashim Dayan Shaitan. Kol Anashim Haro'os Dam. All women who see blood, Dayan Shaitan. Their hour is enough. L'tami Tahara Shenago Behen, Mishas V'yosin Ve'elech. That means to say, that time, that time period, the hour, I wouldn't say, but it means the time frame, is enough to cause tumah to tahor things from the time that they saw the blood and onward. So she saw the blood, she noticed that she saw it at 12 o'clock. Only from that onward did she touch any tahor things. You know, then she would make them tahor. V'lo amrinu, we do not say, according to Shammai, mikmiha chinami havadam. Really, blood existed already before that. V'kosa besarechem hemiduhu. And the walls of the womb held that blood in place. Vaisa tamei mikodem. Really, she was tamei before that. Shekol nashim mitamos v'veisa chitzon. Va'af al pi shel yasa adam l'chutz. Because, and this is what I referred to before, all women become tamei in the veisa chitzon, in the outer house, literally. It means to say it's still within the body, but the blood that comes out of the womb, even though the blood has not come out of the body. The time of the shama delochayish, why is it that Shammai is not worried about this? Dilma mikmiach yavadam, that maybe beforehand there was blood. She'imata omer came because if you would say such a thing, if you'd be worried about that, libo shel adam nofo tami b'shaspia, the heart of a man would constantly be paining him at the time that he'd be with his wife. Uporish miyishto, he then would separate from his wife, and imseis mevatal benos yisom mipri ravin, would come out, and we'd be canceling childbirth. We'd be canceling puravu, giving birth to people, procreating from benos yisrael, and Shammai doesn't want to do that, obviously. That's what Shammai says. Hill says, no. You have to go mi pekida le pekida. Bad kahayom. Let's say she checked herself. A pekida means a checking. Let's say she checked herself today. Umatza tahara. She found herself to be tahar. Bad klasov shavua. And then she checked herself at the end of a 7-day period. Umatza tamei. And then she found herself to be tamei. So somewhere within that 7 days, she became tamei. Choshim lamaga mi bedika rishonav elch. We have to be worried about anything she touched, anything tahar that she touched from that first checking and onward. Shema im siluk yadeha, maybe with the removal of her hands, meaning right upon finishing her checking, ra'asa, that really the blood came, the kotzei beis rechem amiduhu, and really the walls of her womb held that blood in place, but it had already exited the womb. Lebitul pri-ruvi alochai shinim, Hillel says we aren't worried about what Shammai was worried about ruining pri-ruvu, zedafka letarosu, demetamin lehomim bekila bekila, because Allah here is only as far as taharos, as far as tahar items, things she would touch and make them tummy. Those tahor items, that is what we were saying, that she will say that they're tummy from that first checking. Below the ba'ala, she does not become tummy to her husband. So the couple can still be together. The Shammai or Shabbai objects to that. If you do anything here, if you say that she is metame taharos, she's metame tahor things, then still the heart of her husband is going to be bothering him, and he won't be with her, he won't be together with her intimately. That's again going to cause a problem of a lack of peruvu. Then the Chacham come along and say the third shita. So she explained the words, I should say, of Hillel first. That mipekida lekida, from checking to checking, afilu v'yamaharbe, even if that is a many-day span, we go back to that first check and we worry about from there. Chacham say differently. Lo kidiv rezev, lo kidiv rezev, lo kidiv reshamai demekel tfei. Not like the words of Shammai, who was very lenient. Ve'eno oset siyagla devar, is making no protective sense for the halach over here. Not like Hillel, that literally scattered his midos. I guess that's the way of saying went overboard. I'm not really sure. It seems to be an idiomatic phrase. He's being too machmir, according to the Chachamim. So not like either of those opinions. Rather, why is Hillel such a chumrah? Because for sure, the walls of the womb are not going to hold the blood for an unlimited amount of time, so long. So what do they say? They say there are two different time frames mentioned when it comes to a woman here. That we would say she makes tohor things tame retroactively. We look back and worry about that. What are those two times? And we're going to go after whichever one is more lenient. If from checking to checking, let's do their example before it. She checked on a Sunday and then she saw at the end of the week on a Friday. So if that time period, which is 6 days, is more than me'es le'es, me'es le'es means a 24-hour period. So obviously, in this case, the bekidah of the bekidah is man, the first one is more than that. In that case, ha'leich acher me'es le'es, you go after the 24-hour period. V'lo tatame ele tahara shenaga me'etmo b'shah hazos. And thereby, we would only worry and say that she was metame taharos, tahar things, from yesterday at this time. We would measure back 24 hours. Okay? But if the 24-hour period is more than the time in between the two checkings, she checked herself in the morning, let's say. She found herself to be tahor. But then that evening, she found herself to be tahor. So it's, you know, it's an 8-hour time period, whatever it would be. We only say the tahor items that she touched from shachas and onward are now tamei. So you go with the smaller of the two time frames. The halacha ka chachamim, says the Rav, the halacha is like this middle opinion, like the chachamim. Okay, what does it mean al yad? We said, you know, the phrase was each one is minimized through the other. Al yad means achar, means after. In this case, kamo v'al yado ha'ichzik, and after him he held the sefer Ezra. Shehu kamo v'acharav ichzik, it means like after it he was held. Okay, next part of the Mishnah said, obviously a connected phrase, but a slightly different phrase. Any woman that has a vesis, which means a set time. This surprisingly, a person might think this is the case nowadays, but truth is we don't, a woman nowadays not assumed to have a vesis kavua, exactly a set time, but it used to be more of a common thing that a woman would have exactly 28 days, and it was reliable, exactly 30 days, and it would never change. So that's what the Rav describes here, says vesis means kavua, totally set. It was said for her the time of the visitor, that's how we're referring to a woman's menstrual cycle, three times. She had exactly the same gap. And over here, she searched herself at that time, and she found indeed she was tamei as expected. Da'ishaita, for that one, then her hour is enough. What does that mean? In this case, we are not going to worry that she was tamei before at all. We assume that a guest comes at the right time, at the expected time. So she definitely saw on day 28, no question. We don't have to worry she was tamei any earlier than that. So that's the first statement here that we're making. Shav the Vesis, we go by Shaita. So that's apparently even in the Chachamim, or maybe even in Hill and Shama, it's not clear. And then we say, Vashemeshes be'edim harizuke pekida. If she uses fabrics, cloth, then like, that's like a pekida. Tarti Gitani, this is teaching us two things. V'hachik Omer, here's what it means to say. Meshameshes be'edim, one who uses cloth, Kolomar, mitzvah al kol isha l'shamesh b'shnei edim shevodekes behen. It is actually a mitzvah on every woman. At least it wasn't the time then. I don't know if people are knowing this nowadays. I'm not not an authority on that, certainly. It was a mitzvah on women to use two cloths that she would check herself with. Echel lifnei tashmish v'echel l'acher tashmish. One immediately before being together with her husband and one immediately afterwards. If she do that, harizu kepikidim. Ha'ej l'acher tashmish harihu kepikidim. The one afterwards is like a checking and counts for that too. So that being the case, if that's a pekida, it's mima etis ayyadeh me'es la'es, v'ayyadeh me'pekida l'pekida. Demahu detema, what would you have thought? Meaning, why wouldn't it be? This is like any other checking, so why do we have to mechadish in the Mishnah that this also counts as a checking in our cheshbon before of checking versus 24 hours? What would you have thought? Shematira tipas dam kecharadam. Maybe now in this checking after being with her husband, she will see a drop of blood the size of a mustard seed, because that's the minimal amount that can make a tameh. Maybe, though, even the blood was there, it was covered over by semen, and thereby it shouldn't be called a checking, meaning it's easy to miss immediately after being intimate with her husband. It's easy to miss a spot of blood. So we would have thought this shouldn't count as a checking. And therefore, if she sees, let's say, the next day, she'd have to go back to a checking that occurred before they were intimate and factor that in if that was more or less 24 hours, etc. Kamash Malan, we come to the issues over here. Masnisin de aid shala achar tashmish havikibiki. The Mishnah is teaching you that the fabric used, the cloth used after they're being together, is also a pekida. Avol aid shalivnei tashmish ain't a pekida. One beforehand is not. Shemitoch shehi muhama lebeisa. Because being that she is, I assume that means that she is desirous of her husband. Kolamar behula l'shamesh, she's ready or nervous about or whatever it would be to be together. Eina mechneses oso l'chorin v'sadok, and she doesn't check herself properly. She doesn't put the checking cloth into all the places it should go. Okay, so like I said, very detailed, very long Mishnah. So that has to do with that. We're going to stop here for today. Meretz Hashem will continue Mishnah Beis tomorrow.